This is a duplicating tape of Mr. Paul Tom.
Tape 2.
From a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.
You said something about going into engineering job and what else?
Pharmacist.
No, you mentioned about your nephew who is what?
Oh, my nephew, yeah, he graduated and engineer, civil engineer, working at Hughes, and he got promoted to the supervisor now.
Supervisor?
Mm-hmm.
And he has quite a few people working under him.
Yeah.
Do you suppose that was possible 30 years ago when you were a young man like him?
No.
Now, what kind of jobs would you consider ideal for younger people, like if you had children, your own children?
Oh, that's a male. Like medicine, dentist, pharmacy, or any kind of engineering degree.
Why was that?
Well, the profession now is more demanding on that. So many aircraft and Rocketdyne and all those computers, science, it's more demanding than that.
Now then I have a few questions to ask of your grandfather. You said grandfather was over here first. How, why did grandfather come to America?
That, he never told me about that.
Did he come by himself?
He came by with a family.
With his family?
Yeah.
Like
his
son. Son. Mm-hmm. Then the son was your father?
No, the son, my uncle. That's my uncle.
All right. Then later on, he went back?
When he was around 90, he went back to his village.
How old was he when he went back?
Close to
90 years old? And he, when did your father come over?
Oh, my father came over, I think in the 1900s, around there.
Father came over in 1900. Mm-hmm. So in other words, your grandfather went back to the village to bring your father over here.
No, my grandfather went back to the village and then they...
Now, Paul, tell me again now. Your grandfather came to America some time ago.
Yeah.
And he did not tell why he came to America.
Yeah.
Okay. Then after a while, then later on, he sent for your father?
No, he didn't send for me. My father came.
Mm-hmm. Then later on, your father came
To Chicago.
To Chicago, okay.
That's how he met my mother, mm-hmm. through my grandfather.
Then your mother also came from China
some
time ago.
Yeah.
And that's how your father and mother met.
Yeah.
I see.
My grandma introduced, my mother's father introduced.
Now, what kind of work did grandfather do?
Restaurant.
Restaurant. In what city?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. How long did he have that restaurant?
Oh, long time. I went back there when he took me back 1921. I went to school, grammar school there for 1 year. And I came back home in 1922. And his restaurant, he still got his restaurant now.
Oh, the restaurant is still there.
Run by his son, the oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And then the son gave it over to his boys to take over. The restaurant's still there.
I see.
My uncle's about close to 90.
Mm-hmm. All right, then father came over as a restaurant owner. Then later on, how old were your father when he came? Was your father?
Oh, man, in the 20s.
In his 20s.
Yeah.
Then he was already an herbalist.
No, he studied herbalism in China, and then came over to Chicago and managed to get a job as a manager of King Joilau Restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Then when did he start practicing herbalist?
When he came to Oakland.
Oh, I see. So now, do you still have some of your father's herb formulas?
I think we got it all stacked away somewhere.
I see. Home. But do you ever use them?
No.
Now, when your father was a herbalist, how much money did he make a month?
That I don't know during those time. He's got a lot of American clientele,
mm-hmm.
a patient. And one of the patients was James Wong Howe.
Oh.
You know, a cameraman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's a well-known cameraman.
Yeah. And then there's another producer, I forgot his name. From the movie, he recommend a lot of people from the studio, movie studio,
mm-hmm.
come up, see my father.
So your father
had
some very prominent, you may say, patient. One was James Wong Howe, and another one was what, a producer?
Yeah, one of the...
That you don't recall the name?
No. He produced a lot of comedy.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away.
I see. So what kind of customers did your father have? Is it all Chinese?
There's quite a few Chinese too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's well known in Los Angeles, the herbalist.
What is his Chinese name in Los Angeles?
Tom Gai Cheong.
Tom Gai Cheong?
Yeah.
Tom Gai Cheong, is he related to Tom Fu Yun?
Yeah, kind of related.
Oh.
Like uncle or something, you know, Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
China.
Yes. I heard of his name only, Tom Fu Yun.
The old herbalist, Tom Fu Yun.
So how many years were he an herbalist in Los Angeles? 10, 20, 30?
Up to, up to 1959 when he passed away. Oh, that was 45 years?
45 years your father was an herbalist. At that time, did you people live right back of an herb store?
No.
You always had...
He used to have a herb store on 9th and Hill.
No,
9th and Hill.
So did you ever go down to the herb store to help him?
Oh, yeah.
How often?
4 years. Every day.
Oh, every day. Because you were not able to get a job as a pharmacist.
Yeah, while I was.
But after that 4 years, did you ever go down to help?
After 4 years, no. Then I got a job in a boy
rubber
company and all.
Now, during that 4 years when you were helping your father, what were some of your duties?
Job.
And did you have to do any interpreting for your father?
No.
I see.
No.
Why?
He speaks a very good English.
I see. Did your mother ever go down to the store to help him?
Oh, yeah. Cook. Sometimes she cooked before we come home. She cooked supper.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, every day your mother was at the store too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at night everybody will go home together.
Yeah. He used to have two offices, one in Long Beach.
Oh. How long did he have two offices going? How many?
In Long Beach, I had about 3-4 years. I used to drive him down. He goes down there by twice a week. I used to drive him down there with my mother, go down to the Long Beach office.
Give me his name again, please.
In Chinese?
Uh-huh.
Tom Gai Cheong.
Gai.
Yeah. I don't know what how
Gai, to... All right, what do I say? Gai Cheong. All right. Tom Gai Cheong.
Well, he got two, a lot of them call him Tom Pui Hin. But Tom Jay Chong, they call him Tom Gai Cheong.
When your father passed away, how old was he?
He was about 80.
Oh, 80. Then your mother was still living then?
No, she passed away in 49.
Oh, 49, that's for quite some years.
Yeah.
Huh?
She was about 56, I think.
I was rather young.
Yeah.
So after your mother passed away, who took care of the father?
My sisters and all of us.
Why didn't you want to continue being a herb doctor?
I don't know enough Chinese. I regret it for not continue on in Chinese school more in San Francisco and Los Angeles. There.
Why don't you make use of some of your father's prize formulas?
I don't know. We just didn't get around to it. Both of my brother and sister Americanized. They don't believe in the Chinese herb taking it. They don't like to take it too bitter.
Now, in what relationship are you with Peter Suhu?
Peter Suhu is my sister, or my sister married Peter Suhu's brother, David.
David.
He passed away, the policeman.
Oh yeah, the policeman. Oh. That's one of your sister's former husband.
Yeah.
See,
my sister is Mei Wong's sister-in-law. Mm.
I see, I get it now.
Yeah.
Peter's son is David. His wife is your sister.
Yeah.
I see. Is your sister still around?
Yeah. They live next door to each other now. She built a house not too long ago in Silver Lake.
Next door to whom?
Peter Suhu, son.
Son. Oh, I see. Yeah, I had been to their house for meetings.
On Castle.
Uh-huh. When...
You know his wife, Lucy?
No, when the... what's Peter's wife's name?
The son, wife?
No, I don't know the son. I know the elder.
Oh, Lily.
Lily, I know her.
Lily.
They used to live together, you see.
On Castle Street. Mm-hmm. That's a, live in the same house. They still got the same house.
Did you ever meet your grandfather, Paul?
Yes, 1921, he took me back to Milwaukee for a year. And then he was over here when my mother was alive. He was over here with...
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So that was in 40, in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the last time. Then he went back to China.
He went back to China when he's way up in years.
Yeah.
And stay there.
Yeah, you want to die in China.
Mm-hmm. Did you people object to his going back when he was that old?
No, we didn't contact him as much as we can, but his son, his two sons, the one that...
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But did your father stop him from going back to China?
No.
He just
he's
let
got a lot of property in China then.
Mm-hmm. At that time.
Khoi San, I think.
Yeah.
Khoi
San. What year was that when he went back?
Around in the 50s.
In the 50s. Oh, that was after the Second World War.
Yeah.
Oh. Well. Paul, you came to Los Angeles when, in the year of 1914. What were some of the important things that you remember of? You were in Oakland in 1912.
12, and we were in over San Francisco in 1914. And then Panama Exposition was 1915, I think, around there.
And
the fair, and then we came
all
to
right,
Boston.
Now, about the fair, did you remember anything about that 1915 fair?
Yes.
What was it called?
Panama Exposition, opening of the Panama
Canal.
Canal.
So you remember going to the fair with your, what, parents?
Yeah, with my father. And then 1916 we came to Los Angeles.
All right. 1916, okay. Now, at the fair, did you see anything unusual or something like that?
Nothing unusual. It's an exhibition room, different. In buildings and all that.
Uh-huh. That. Then you were in San Francisco until 1916. All right. That was during the First World War.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what else did you see? Did you mention about a parade? What kind of parade?
When we came back, moved on to Los Angeles, 1918, that's when we were World War in, and we used to go down Broadway down here, big parade, celebration of the.
What
big
was that big parade, Paul?
Celebration of the ending of World War One.
World War One, And how did you feel then?
Well, I was young then, but we could go down there, enjoy. We even have whistle blew.
What else do you remember of that parade?
A lot of people making all kind of noise, honking horns, people throwing papers from the window, cut up paper, celebration of the World War One ending, victory.
Was everyone very happy
at
the ending of the war?
Everybody's happy.
And what else did you do that day?
Just like kids running around, this and that. In 1936, I got a chance to work in the movie in Good Earth.
Oh. Did you work there?
Yeah.
How long did you work there?
Let's see, they started the production in March 1936. And I worked on that picture for a year. And then I got a contract on another picture called General Died at Dawn.
General what?
Died at Dawn.
General Dyla.
Died at Dawn. You know, General Died at Dawn. Like killed at dawn. Died. With Gary Cooper. Had a 6-week contract as a soldier.
Mm-hmm. How much money were they paying the movie people at that time?
Oh, they were paying.
You said 6 weeks, how much do you get per week?
Let's see, on a contract during Depression, 6 weeks was $65 a week.
$65 a week?
Yeah.
And that was,
no
what
tax,
year was that?
No tax on it. That was in 36.
36, uh-huh.
Depression day.
Mm-hmm. So at that time, $65 a week was a whole lot of money.
A lot of money. Uh-huh. 6 weeks. See?
In 1936.
Yeah. We had to shave our hair all off.
Yes.
But already had they interviewed us, 100 of us interviewed. Mm-hmm. You know, they picked 12 of the guards.
So they pick only 12 out of 100
yeah.
that they interview.
Yeah. To be a bodyguard to Akim Tamarov. You heard of the actor, Akim Tamarov?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was supposed to be a Chinese general. And then I couldn't work in Good Earth until the contract's over.
I see.
So I was working in the, after contract, and then I went back to Good Earth and worked for a year.
One whole year at Good Earth?
Yeah.
How much were you paid when you worked at Good Earth?
Well, you know, Depression time, that was $7.50 for extra.
For one day?
Yeah.
$7.50 for one day.
That's a dollar, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, I worked in a Shirley Temple picture for one day.
How much did you get?
Speaking part left me $25 a day, mm-hmm. just for a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. Marco Polo, mm-hmm. and Cecil B. DeMille's Western picture.
Any other movies that you can remember?
Mae West picture. Picture.
What's the name of Mae West picture?
Mm. Well, that's a long, couldn't think of it now. Mm-hmm. And then Bing Crosby, musical Anything Goes.
What kind of part did you have with Bing Crosby?
Well, we have an extra.
As an extra?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's musical, Anything Goes. That's a musical, Bing Crosby picture. There's quite a few, I can't think of that. Oh, Mr. Modo series, Chinese detective.
Oh, yes. How long did they last, that series?
I work about 3-4 days on a series.
Now, how much will you pay a day?
Extra? Speaking part.
I see. For a speaking part, you get much more.
More.
For extra,
And then like in Marco Polo, what night if you ride a horse, you get $15 more extra. Third depression, that's a lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money, I know.
Besides the 750, see. We used to work out in Slauson Ranch, Slauson, up in Slauson.
Oh yeah, they used to have a movie lot there.
Yeah, that's where Good Earth was. Good Earth was the biggest production. Mm.
So you made quite a little bit of money making that Good Earth.
Yeah. All these movies are making quite a bit. Lost Horizon.
Oh yes.
We went out to the desert for 1 week.
Now, when you went out to the desert, don't you get more money then?
Yeah. More money.
About how much more?
$10 more.
$10 more. So altogether, about how much per day?
About $25 per day.
And that was in the year of what?
36.
36. Well, $35 per day is quite a little bit.
Yeah, that's a lot of money then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were out way out in Victorville. In the desert. Lost Horizon and Marco Polo, Good Earth, and there's a lot of Robert Taylor in Back to Bataan, war picture. And The Hurricane, John Hall, Dorothy L'Amour, that was taking over on Caroline Island.
Well, I didn't know you were such a movie personality yourself.
Well, see, the opportunity for money, too, they're looking for a lot of Chinese then. Tom Gubbins was the...
Who?
Tom Gubbins.
Oh.
He was the agent for the Chinese in Chinatown. And so he know my dad, so he asked me if I want to make some extra money. I said, sure.
But at that time, were you working?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 1936. Where were you working then?
In 36, I wasn't working then. Mm-hmm. I was...
just helping your father.
Yeah. So... good opportunity. It's a Good Earth. Be about a year. If you want to cut your hair off, shave it all off, guarantee you about 5 days work a week.
How much would you get then if you shave your hair off, and how much more would you get?
Well, they guarantee you $7.50 a week, a day.
A day, $7.50 a day.
Yeah, $7.50 a day, shave your hair off.
In addition to other pay.
But they guarantee you work.
No, that's $7.50 a day in addition to other pays, right?
$7.50 a day, yeah. Just $7.50 a straight.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no talking.
But there's a lot of overtime. See, when it's overtime, it comes to about $15-$20.
Oh. And then what else, Paul?
So they chose me for one speaking part in the Good Earth. And it just happened that be about $25 more. See? And it just happened that they called me for in Paramount for General Dad at Dawn. For contract, so I couldn't go through with that speaking part on that. So I had to sign a contract with Paramount.
Now,
after you sign a Paramount contract, you can work for it.
That's right.
Until you finish.
But at that time, didn't you wish that you could be in the movie business all the time?
No.
Why not?
After the 36 and all that, it's kind of slack off.
The movie business was slack off.
Yeah, for Chinese characters.
I see.
They were making Chinese picture, Oriental picture from 36 to 37. Chinese were working, all the Chinese were working then on pictures, 36. I started in 35 because